Ross Cave on ABC Wide Bay.
The Gingin Hawkettes had an epic end to the season, winning the Northern Districts Rugby League Women's Comp 30-0 over the Avondale Tigrettes at Shark Park in South Kalan. Jude Bust is the captain of the winning side, here to have a chat this morning. Jude, well, for starters, congratulations.
Thank you.
What a win. How do you feel that the game went?
Even though it was like 30-0, it was a tough game. Like, we received the ball at the start, but we had to defend. We knocked it on and had to defend. So I think we defended for about 5 minutes, and then we got into our groove and then started to score some tries. But it was a hard game. It was really a hard game.
And look, once you get that run on, once you get that momentum, you're just in a grand final. It's hard to stop that bulldozer.
Yeah, it is. Like, grand finals are a funny thing. Like, you can play well all season and get to the grand final and, you know, just can't play on the day. But, it was our defence, I think, that really got us through this season. We've had a really good defence season, and it was our defence in the first 5 minutes that pulled us through. And then, like I said to the girls all season, we've got great defence. Attack will come from that. So, and that's what happened.
Are you one of those captains who gives them a good rev up at halftime?
I'd say I'd probably just tell them how I see how things are happening on the field and what we need to improve on and things that we're doing well. And, yeah, it's probably the captain that I am.
For you, is there a moment in the game that you just went, I'll never forget this?
There was a moment in the game. There was two moments in the game. I scored the very first try to get the team back on track and then scored the very last try. So, yeah, that were the two moments of the game that I'll remember forever.
Capped it off beautifully.
It did, actually. Had to do something.
It's like a fully rounded story. It had a beginning, it had an end, and it's absolutely beautiful.
Yes, it is. Like, yeah, had to stand up in my position and get the team over the line. So, yeah, scored the first try and scored the last.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant, Jude. Well done.
Thank you.
How is it that you're still on the park? How is it that you're still running around? When are you going to stop?
This is actually my retirement sport from rugby league. So, although every time I say that, I usually still end up on the rugby league field. But I don't know. I think I've got a few years left in me yet. Like, I was brought to Gingin to win the silverware. I've done that. So there's a few things that I have to accomplish before I retire, and maybe that's back-to-back next year. We'll wait and see.
Yeah, surely there's room in the trophy cabinet.
it's not about me winning trophy. It's about me giving back to the community and the team and hoping that someone will learn something from something that I know or I've been taught over the years. That's what it's all about for me now. It's giving back to the team and community.
So tell me about your side. Tell me about the group of women that you've put together, premiership winning side. What's your season been like?
We started with our first game with 11 players. That's all we had to field on the team. And those 11 people, I think about three or four played from previous, like 2019.
Mm-hmm.
But we actually had to get a field on the park because I didn't want to cop a $1,000 fine. So I just went through my phone book and grabbed anyone that I knew that could catch and run practically to get on the field the very first game. And those girls wore their heart on their sleeve that day. We lost by 8, but we never gave up. We had no subs. It was hot. From then, girls came to the team, like, and we've just recruited and, we've just gelled as a team. Like, I've never been in a team like this other than my brother's team, rugby league team, that people have actually just gelled as a team. Like, on defence, everyone is on the same page. Like, and it's great. It's really fantastic.
Yeah, everyone knows what their job is. They know what they've got to do. It's just get out and do it.
That's it. And, yeah, just kind of need someone to steer them in the right direction and, obviously, that would be me. But, yeah, like, they're a really great bunch of girls and, they've learnt so much. They just listen and, yeah. great, great kids.
How many from that initial game, that first game, how many ring-ins stuck around?
Practically everyone stuck around. I think we only lost two that didn't complete the season.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone pretty much came back and, yeah, I think it was from there that they knew that if you stuck at it, like, anything could happen because they were beaten on the day, but they weren't beaten, how would you say it? They weren't beaten within themselves.
Yep.
They knew it, like, if they stuck at it, they had a sub or two, like, things could get better.
They may have lost the game, but they weren't defeated.
That's it. They may have lost, but we weren't, they went off the, they were really happy. They went off the field. They were happy and they're like, we can actually win, you know? And I'm like, yes, we can.
Mm-hmm.
Just need one or two subs. That's all we needed. Like just a break for 5 minutes.
How's the women's rugby league competition faring overall? Do you think it's really grown over the last few years? Last year, bit of a write off, but this, you know, even over the last 3-4 years, it's really come into its own.
Yeah, I think that has to do with it being televised on television too. Like, it's sad that Bundy didn't have a comp this year. Hopefully they're going to get one next year, but I think rugby league has come ahead in leaps and bounds because it's been televised, and then there's people that you're like, oh, we've played against those girls. Like, you know, we're just as good as those girls. Like, so I think that's what it is. You're given the opportunity, you never know where you end up.
And that's the thing. It's you see the state of origin with the men's, you see the state of origin with the women's competition. They're both televised. They're up there at the very highest level. They're for all to see. Are young girls coming up to you after the game and talking to you about, you know, how do they become a rugby league player like you?
Yeah, well, you have, like, little kids that are, like, you know, 10, 12, that have got every opportunity to go, I mean, play for Australia. Like, they've got every opportunity because the pathway is there now. Like, and I think if they can see someone that they know and someone that they've watched over the years, I think that they think, well, wow, there's an opportunity for me. And, like, kids will take that. Kids will take that with both hands if they get the right coach and they're pushed in the right direction. Like, there's opportunities out there for females left, right and centre.
On ABC Wide Bay, you're hearing this morning from Jude Bust. She's the premiership-winning captain of the Gin Gin Hawkettes, who won their grand final match last weekend against Avondale, 30-0 in the Northern District's Women's Rugby League competition. Very soon, talking Bundaberg Rugby League with Mike Ireland. But Jude, back to you. Most points and goals for the season, Jessica Gallia, Emma Collinson, both from Gin Gin. Tell me about some of your other standout players. You know, who could really go as far as they want to take it, do you think?
We have a few in our team that could go places, like Kari Hills. Like, she's a good little player. She's my other half at the moment in the team. So I think, and like there's Jess, and Emma's been around for a while. Tanika Mason, she's very young. She's only 16 at the moment. Like, she's one of those girls that's like a sponge. She takes everything in.
Mm-hmm.
Girls like that. And even in the Avondale side, there's a heap of talented girls over there that could go places. Like, they've got so much talent. It's unbelievable.
Well, I mean, best and fairest, is it Georgia Haupt from Avondale?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And her sister Michaela, like, they're deadly on the field. Like, they are, defence-wise, they are fantastic, those girls. And they've got speed to burn as well. So
Jude, say a young girl or young women listening to this, why next season should they have really consider playing women's rugby league in the Wide Bay Burnett?
If you want to play contact, I'd play rugby league. If you want to play league tag, it's a bit different. Like, it's just pulling tags, so you're not going to get that full contact.
Mm-hmm.
League tag is really good for, like, every age girl from 13 to however old you want to be, but you can still play. It's like rugby league, but like I said, it's a bit different. There's no full contact. So if you're scared of getting tackled, it's a good sport to get into and then maybe lead your way into rugby league, because they're similar games. They're not much different. The only thing is one's tag and one's tackle.
Yeah. And I guess getting used to that, that aspect of the game, the tackling aspect, if you're not used to it, takes a little bit.
Yeah, and like if you have to be taught right. Like you can't just go in and make a tackle, because if you get your head in the wrong spot or whatever, you can do some serious damage. So, but people are taught from a young age these days how to tackle properly, which is really good. Like when I first started, we weren't really taught that much. It was just, you know, get in, have a go. But you kind of knew where to put your head on the same side that you were tackling. Like, but yeah, the kids are taught these days. Like you see it on TV, how many injuries happen and like career-ending injuries. Like, and it comes back to those kids being taught how to do things properly from the start. Well, I'd just like to personally thank my own team, like our coaching staff, Brendan, like FAO is Morgan, like she gave up her time to FAO us instead of playing this year, like water runners, Phil and Dion, and just like our community and our sponsors. Like without our sponsors, we cannot get out on the field. Like, and without family and friends supporting us every week, like it's difficult. So just like the big shout out to all those guys.
Well, Jude, rest, relax, recover. When does pre-season training start?
Probably February, I'd say.
Okay, so that's not bad. Bit of time off between now and then. But what are you going to play between now and then?
Touch footy and AFL.
There you go. Cannot be stopped.
No, cannot be stopped.
Yeah. Jude, thank you for having a chat and congratulations again.
Thank you very much.
Jude Bust. She's the premiership-winning captain of the Gingin Hawkettes, getting over the Avondale Tigrettes 30-0 in the Northern District's Rugby League Women's Competition Grand Final.
On your radio, online and on your mobile. This is ABC Wide Bay.